Hi there, once more, it's Pastor Bob, and it's Thursday, March 23rd, 2023, which means it's our 26th day of Lent 2023. This would be kind of rounding the back turn, heading for the last turn, and then the home stretch. You know, this is where you're probably pouring it on a little bit, pedal to the metal kind of thing, pressing down a little harder, you know, going a little deeper, preparing your heart, your soul, your spirit for what's coming up and what that could mean for you. Not automatically. God will never intrude on your privacy, but if invited, he'll certainly join the party. And he'll serve you in whatever way you let him. So let's start focusing on that, on this 26th day of Lent, where he used John Pavlovitz's little devotional called Rise. And his 26th devotional is called Tough Questions and Easy Answers. Tough Questions and Easy Answers. And we're going to go to the Gospel of Luke, the physician, chapter 9, verses 18 through 20. Luke 9, 18 through 20. Here's the word of the Lord. Once, when Jesus was praying in private, and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "God's Messiah." May God bless the reading and hearing of that word. Here's John Pavlovitz's devotion today. It has one of our favorite words in it towards the back half, that word curious. We've been talking about how important that is to be curious enough to seek. And this includes that word too. Might be a sign. Here we go. Back when I was a youth pastor, we used to have a joke about answering Sunday school questions. When in doubt, just say Jesus, and you have a decent shot at being right. And if Jesus wasn't the answer, you could get within 6 degrees of separation with whatever the correct response was and still be roundabout right. Back then, faith was simpler for me in many ways. I had a tidy arrangement of doctrines and platitudes and scripture passages that gave me a false sense of certainty, regardless of how difficult the question or how challenging the issue in front of me. My perceived surety left me unfazed. I basically knew the answer involved Jesus on some level. And because of that, I used to have a great deal of arrogance about what I said I believed. Until, gradually, I realized how little of it I actually believed. Suddenly, I became much humbler. This passage from Luke's Gospel, where Jesus asks his disciples the big question, "Who do you say I am?" was for me always about being theologically right, about having the correct answer and believing the proper thing and feeling morally superior to so many who'd gotten it wrong. Lately, when I read it, I see the juxtaposition between those few who have proximity and the crowd who sit at a distance. I see the juxtaposition, he says, between those few who have proximity and the crowd who sit at a distance. I see Jesus pulling the curious in close and saying, there's a lot of talk about me out there. What are they saying? And then following up with, so, what have you seen? I see a validation of their testimony, and I feel better resting in mine. Though I don't have the certainty I once did, I still think it all connects to Jesus somehow. That if I stay close and stay curious, I'll be able to have the answers that elude me. I don't have any easy answers, but I continue to lean in to find whatever ones I can. Amen.